Great to have you.
Hey, great to have you. I was out there myself on Sunday afternoon. So we had our convention, the Republican convention, all day Saturday up in Lansing. But there's nowhere like Lake St. Clair, Tony, that's for sure.
Well, Congresswoman, I'm a little nervous about that. As someone who knows that lake very well, not only am I from Mount Clemens, but I was a lifeguard at Metro Beach for six summers. I know that lake very well. I used to take county folks out to do water tests. I used to go on emergency runs if first aid was needed for boaters when I'd have to travel with the sheriff's boats. So I know that lake well. And when I read the story last week about how Enbridge has a pipeline that's got some dents in it, it made me a little bit nervous, and it sounded like it got you a little bit fired up too.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, everybody in Michigan is very well aware, painfully aware, of this Enbridge situation that happened in our state up in down in Marshall over in Battle Creek with the oil spill that got into the Kalamazoo River. Could have got into Lake Michigan, but thank goodness they were able to contain it. And that terrible, terrible catastrophe that could have been a huge catastrophe, much worse than it was, did not happen. However, in this case, and believe me, I don't mean to be an alarmist, but I am raising a bit of a red flag. You know, if you really trace the genesis of that pipe, it starts over in Canada. It runs across the St. Clair River. It's the pipeline they call the 6B pipeline. It runs across the St. Clair River into St. Clair County, you know, over through Macomb, Oakland County, of course, all the way to Battle Creek. Finally exits our state over in the southwest part and all the way down to Tulsa, Oklahoma. But as we look through this, I started really trying to dig into this thing about any other potential problems that we may have flagged with Enbridge. And we find that in August of 2009, actually, they found, by doing an in-light inspection, this dent on the top of the pipeline. It's about a 12-inch long dent. And, of course, this particular section of the pipeline runs under the St. Clair River. It's about 30 feet of water there. And as Tony, as you are well aware, there's about a 6-knot current in the St. Clair River. It is a beautiful body of water. But you can imagine, and again, I don't mean to be an alarmist, but, you know, you take a quart of oil and just a teaspoon of oil and spill it in a stagnant pond and see how quickly that sheen spreads. You can imagine in a 6-knot current in the Great Lakes, which is the freshwater drinking supply for literally millions of people.
So what's the next step for you in this challenge?
Well, what I've been doing is, as I've dug into this thing and, you know, found that they have not only this, but some other areas where they found some anomalies, but this is the one that has my total attention. You know, there are obviously unique dynamics anywhere near the Great Lakes, anywhere near the freshwater supply. So we actually have a congressional hearing on September the 15th, we've set it. The principal reason for the hearing actually was to look at Enbridge at the Marshall, Michigan situation, but we are expanding the scope of this hearing to look at their entire pipeline, and of course I am going to be focused on this part in the St. Clair River. Again, I don't want to be an alarmist. Enbridge, you know, they've been very forthcoming with me, let me say that, and they say that they are handling this appropriately and that there's no cause for alarm. Now, what they have done since they have found this in August of 2009, they reduced the pressure there, and then just this past a month ago in July, they asked the administration to operate that line 6B at a lower pressure there for an additional 2.5 years. Well, if there's no problem, why, you know, and you have to reduce the pressure for 2.5 years, I got to tell you the truth, that does not give me the comfort level that I think all of us want. So I'm looking for answers to some very hard questions I intend to be asking them. And the administration, the regulators, because again, look, this has not happened here, I'm certain, but we all are well aware, painfully aware, of what happened at Deepwater in the Gulf, where you had a very cozy relationship between the regulators and the industry. You know, so the regulators have a job to do, the industry has a job to do, Congress has their job to do, which is what I'm doing, which is congressional oversight. And in this case, we have advance warning. We see this. We need to be asking these questions. We need to know exactly what their process is going to be to repair this dent, if it needs to be repaired, when that is going to happen, why they think if there's no problem they can't run the thing at full pressure. Because, look, Tony, we need the energy. I think we all understand that. We understand that. But we need to have a zero tolerance. anytime any part of an oil pipeline comes anywhere near the drinking water supply.
Congresswoman, I've got a million more questions, but we are out of time. I'm going to contact you again. Love to talk to you about the federal budget deficit, also about jobs in Michigan. I'm going to get in contact with you very soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Tony. Appreciate it.